KBFT recently held a native foods event called Nanabuju Cafe. Members of the community prepared and shared dishes at the tribal building at Boys Fort. Mary Bell Isham and Mesa Siebert shared their recipes with us. Here's Mary Bell Isham.
I made the blueberry lemon bread pudding, and I made a cinnamon caramel bread pudding. And these were familiar. I was familiar with this kind of food when I was a little girl growing up, because the ingredients are very small. We only need about 4 ingredients, and it doesn't use too much sugar. We didn't have much sugar when we were growing up. So for the blueberry lemon, I took French bread and I cut it up into squares of about 1 inch. I used 4 cups of the cubed bread. Then I set that aside. I had 3 eggs. I beat them with a little whisk. Then I put 1¼ cups of milk. And then I grated a fresh lemon. I grated about 2 tablespoons off, and I put that into my egging dish. So after I fixed that, then I just threw my bread squares, and then you have to put it in the refrigerator and let it soak for about 3 hours, which I did. And while I was doing that, I made another bread pudding. It was called cinnamon caramel bread pudding. So I cut up a loaf of the cinnamon swirl bread and cut it up into squares like before. After I set that aside, I used the 3 eggs again and the milk and 1/2 cup of sugar this time. And that's all I put into this is with the 1½ cups of milk. And I put the bread crumbs or the bread squares into that again. By then it was all ready to put in the refrigerator to set for 3 hours. In the meantime, I took and made my lemon. They called it lemon curd because you use 1/2 cup of sugar. You use 1/4 cup of lemon. I made the sauce by squeezing a lemon, and I squeezed out 1/2 cup of lemon juice. And in that I put 3 more eggs. I put this into a pan and I put it over the heat, and I turned it down real low, and I let it cook till it thickened. So the egg cooked, and as the egg cooked, it gets thicker. So that was the sauce that was going to go over my blueberry. So I took a muffin tin, and I got some muffin, the wrappers to make the muffins, and I put in about 1/4 cup of blueberries, fresh blueberries, on the bottom of each cup. And then I put the bread pudding on over that. Then I put about 1/4 cup again of blueberries and just 1 teaspoon of the bread pudding again over the blueberries again. It cooked about 45 minutes at 350. And you have to cook this in a pan of water. So I have a huge pan that I put 1 inch of water on the bottom, and then I put my muffin tin in that water, so the moisture is what cooks the bread and the egg, and that's covered with foil while they're cooking. It's a simple dish to make. It's just kind of time-consuming.
I'm Mesa Siebert from Pelican Lake.
And what did you make for Nanabuju Cafe?
I made a beer cheese soup.
Beer cheese soup. Well, what was in your beer cheese soup?
Oh, well, it started off with celery and white onion and just a little bit of carrot, because I don't really care for so much carrot. And then I began by sautéing it up a little bit together and mixing in some beer. And then I whisked in a different pot some butter and milk and 1/2 and 1/2. And then eventually I blended them together with heaps and heaps of cheese.
Ah, that's why it was so good. All right. And what did you put on top?
Well, my husband helped me pop wild rice, and we sprinkled that on top.
It was excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pictures, recipes, and news of upcoming events can be found online at kbft.org under the Minnesota ACHF tab.